Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 1st, 2023. Welcome to a new month. And tonight we're doing individual and group healing. We always do this twice a month because it is such an awesome experience, because the people in the hot seat get some really powerful healing and everybody gets tons of healing too. The allies are super generous, making sure everyone who attends here live or on the recording get plenty of what I like to call bounce back healing. So we're all going to have a wonderful time, I think. So as always, our format is going to start in the usual way. I'm going to call the directions, call our beautiful allies, set up a safe, sacred container, invite you into a embodied awakening, and then we'll start getting volunteers for the hot seat. Just so you know, I will first ask for anyone who's never been in the hot seat. And after that, no one who's done it the last couple of times, no one who did it last time. And then when we run out of those, then we'll go open season on anyone who would like to be in there. Nicole says, you're loud over here. I am glad to hear that. I recommend you turn me down. I'd rather be too loud than too soft. So let's go ahead and get rolling. As always, the usual things I like to say, please give us your undivided attention, especially with a powerful energy event like this. You are shaping the field. Even if you're on the recording, you're shaping the field. It works magically. So please act like you're right here in the room with me. Just do this, please. This is a 90-minute event. So please, hope you've arranged that you won't be disturbed for the next 90 minutes. If something comes up and you can't do that, it's fine. Log off, ask the allies to ease you out of the field. Exit if you need to, and that's fine. But if you're here, please be fully present is the request I love to make. All right. Okay, so I'm going to now assume that it's safe for you to close your eyes and give me your full attention. So I'm going to ask you to do that now. Eyes closed. And as always, when I start yawning, it's not fatigue. It's just the energy starting to move through. And yawning is one way it passes through. So take a moment. See how your body feels, your physical body. Then if you have awareness of your energy body, that part of you that is prana, chi, life force, whatever, just notice that too and just kind of get a sense of how it feels. So that gives you your baseline. And later we may compare to see what's changed. I'm going to ask you to stay passive while I set up the container. If you feel energy moving, just passively feel what it's doing. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. So here we go. After I yawn one more time. Achamahama. Mama kia. Wirakocham. Inti Quichi Ooh, feeling good already. I am that I am to prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For everybody, we call spirit songs higher self. Amma the Hugging Saint. All these are beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, by the way. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy, and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, almost there. Okay, there's the container. All right, anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. Just a moment longer for them to join us. All righty, thank you. Okay, beautiful field. Take just a moment to see how you feel now, your physical body and your energy body. So now we're all going to invoke embodied awakening, if you're willing. This invites your higher self into your human self, and we definitely want to be as embodied and awake as possible when we do this kind of work. So to invite your higher self to come into you to the greatest extent that serves highest good, I'll ask you to say 8 words following me. Here we go. Speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become completely passive. Let the energy come to you. And just let it saturate you, fill you as full of divine consciousness as serves highest good. The more passive you are, the better it works. You feel energy, just feel it passively. Otherwise, just feel your breath come and go on its own, however it wants to. Alrighty, so it feels to me like we're pretty good. If you got into embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So check, see if you can check all those boxes. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You're all the way there. Awesome. Enjoy. If you're not all the way there, then just be grateful for any shift in that direction you got. No matter how awake you are, chances are you can go deeper later. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement. All right. So I see that Lydia has already typed something here. Let me scroll up a little bit, see what she wrote. Says, I've never been into the hot seat and would love to be in it. I just got a procedure done for my spinal cord and experiencing some pain. Thank you. Well, in that case, our formal protocol here is just unmute if you want to be in the hot seat. So anyone, including Lydia, who has never been in the hot seat before and would like to receive healing, now is the time to unmute yourself. And there's Lydia. Well done. How are you?
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's how it works. Mm-hmm. The protocol is all we need to know is what you would like to be different after your healing. And the allies will do the best they can. So, again, we don't need the story. We don't need a whole bunch of words. We just need to know what do you want to be different when we're done.
Yep. I've had a spinal cord injury for years. I finally got the best doctor in the state to do this procedure for me today, just a few hours ago.
Wow.
So, my back is feeling a little bit sore and stiff. And I'd like to be able to have complete connection between my spine and the rest of my body and be able to stand and move my legs and feet.
Complete connection between spine and body.
Mm-hmm.
And you want complete mobility. Is that the bottom line? Complete physical mobility?
Yes, yeah.
All right. We'll ask for that. So what I've learned to do is just ask for the final thing you really want,
mm-hmm.
and the allies will take care of the rest. Complete physical mobility. So right now, how much mobility do you have?
I have complete sensation, but not mobility.
Okay, and where do you not have mobility?
From like my waist down.
Waist down?
Yes. So,
Okay.
yeah,
And
waist,
how?
legs, feet.
And how long has that been the case?
Since 2003, 20 years now.
Whoa, 20 years. Okay. And after the surgery, what was the doctor's prediction about how long it should take to regain mobility under normal circumstances?
He said very soon, and if I can start physical therapy too, that will accelerate the process.
So does very soon mean hours, days, weeks, months?
Probably within weeks, maybe.
Really? Okay, cool.
And I'm doing my own exercise and Qigong,
Okay.
Tai Chi, Reiki and stuff. Yeah.
I have to tell you a very quick story. Again, I didn't see this myself, but I heard a story of a Qigong master who had a terrible accident and was paralyzed. His whole body was, he was basically a paraplegic. And the doctors swore that, I'm sorry, you will never move again. And he's laying in his bed, but what he's doing all day is he's doing Tai Chi in his mind and just going through the over and over again, doing the forms that he knew before he had the accident. And within a year, he had complete mobility back. Yeah. So, anyhow, just an inspiring story for you there. Okay. So, right now, no mobility at all below the waist, right?
Right.
All right. Well, let's do what we can. And afterwards, we'll check and see if anything's changed. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
As always, I can never guarantee any particular thing, but the allies will do their best, and the folks here will help, and we'll see what we can do.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. So, first, I'm going to have you do an invocation, Lydia, to set yourself up, and then everyone else will do their part.
Okay.
All right. So, go ahead and repeat after me: Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies.
divine allies,
I ask for complete physical mobility
I ask for complete physical mobility
to the greatest extent that serves highest good
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
at the fastest rate that serves highest good.
at the fastest rate that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This is something better.
All right, now please relax and just now you're going to be quiet and passive. Just going to, whatever you feel moving in your body, just feel it. Okay. All right. So everyone else who is not Lydia, whether you're live or on the recording, I request that you repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Lydia's highest good. May she have complete physical mobility to the greatest extent that serves highest good, at the fastest rate that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Now I would like everybody to relax completely. Lydia, you just relax and let energy flow to you. Everyone else, again, to be clear, anyone who's not Lydia is not actively doing anything from your ego. You are not visualizing. You're not imagining. You're not using any effort to flow energy to Lydia. I request that you become completely passive and become a hollow reed. Your higher self and our divine allies are going to use your body like a pipeline, and they're going to take energy down through your head and out the front of your body, and it's going to go over to Lydia to serve her. This will work even if you're on the recording, because this all gets held in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So everybody's passive. We're going to chill out and let the divine beings do the work. All right. So am I correct, Lydia? You're feeling quite a bit of energy now? Good. All right. So you just let it come in. By the way, the allies will also make sure nobody gets overwhelmed. You can open fully to what's happening, and there is zero danger that it will be too much. It may be intense, it will not be over the top. So, Lydia, I invite you to relax and just let the energy come into you. Yeah, that's a strong flow. And I'm guessing a lot of folks who are being the conduits are feeling that strength as well. I'm also noticing that some people are being given some of Lydia's heavy energy to process, and that only happens to the degree that serves the highest good of the people who are being given the energy to move through. I'm getting some too. So regardless of what role you're playing here, your passivity, you're just opening to what's happening is the key. There, Lydia, are you feeling how your whole body's getting lit up now?
Yeah, especially in my legs.
We're good.
Feet, yeah.
Yeah, so you just relax. Again, there's no telling where they need to work in your body or outside your body to do this work. So just hold passive awareness, and you'll just sort of notice where the energy is doing its thing and just kind of passively be there, merge with what's happening. Just being the presence there, just noticing what's happening. I'm noticing that some people other than Lydia are also getting healings. So the bounce back healing has already begun. This will in no way diminish the effectiveness of the flow to Lydia. The allies have plenty of energy for everybody. So again, just be passive. Let the energy flow on its own. We're just pipeline. So, Lydia, do you feel energy flushing out your hands or your feet?
My feet, definitely, yeah.
Good. All right, good. So just let it flush. Yeah, they're taking out some of that heavier energy that's been problematical.
Yeah.
Just let them flush it. Mother Earth will be happy to take that for you. Thank you, Pachamama, for taking all the hoochie that's being released here. Well, getting a good flush out there, Lydia.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now through my lower legs.
Good. Just let it keep flowing. Now, the allies know we've got a number of people to work with tonight. They'll give each person the appropriate length of healing. And, oh, wow. Now they're going for everyone. So everybody who's on this call, live or on the recording, is now receiving their own highest good healing. So everyone just stay passive and let it all work. The allies have no problem. For those who are not Lydia, for you being the conduit for her, simultaneously receiving your own healing. And the allies are going to run all this simultaneously. It would be overwhelming if you had to do it yourself from the ego. But since you're simply letting it happen, courtesy of our divine allies, it's effortless and easy to both be a conduit for her and to receive your own healing at the same time. No problem. Feels like it just shifted and became more of a stasis field. Did you feel that, Lydia?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so they're, okay. So they're kind of, they've stopped the flush, it feels like, and now they're just, they've got a strong field, you know, buzzing in you, and they're, let's see, what are they doing? I'm just trying to feel. Yeah, a lot of absorbing into your body of energies that will help you.
Yeah.
And it's a whole full body thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
just relax and let it come. No point trying to understand it. This is above our human pay grade. Just be grateful it's here. Mm-hmm. Feeling some sadness come up, some old emotion. So if you're feeling a little bit of challenging emotional stuff, just feel it completely and it'll transmute and dissolve. Mm. Are you, Lydia, are you getting a pretty strong altered state there?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel myself floating
Yeah.
and kind of giggling.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Kind of giggling and laughing while I'm floating.
That's fine. So technically, a part of you is floating.
Yeah.
What's happening is you're aware of the energy body that, is a floating body. So what tech really is just you're aware of the part of you that floats. Your physical
Yeah.
body is still solid on the ground, but you're conscious as a light being. That's beautiful. Enjoy that. We got a bunch of us doing that. We'd have a flotilla. Aww. I'm feeling like maybe they're done. So just see if you can move your lower body. Any luck? Any change?
No, I just feel like a lot of intense tingling throughout my feet and my legs.
Okay.
And I can sort of feel my toes, but sense them moving.
Did you, is that new to be able to feel the toes? Is that a different?
No, I've been having that for a couple of years now.
Okay. So no obvious change from the work at this moment.
Not yet, no.
What the allies are telling me is we got you started.
Yeah. Sure.
So getting actual mobility here would have been too much, but they sort of moved it along. And what I believe will happen is that you will be able to regain mobility a little faster because of what we just did.
Yes,
But
sure.
again, that's, can't prove it, but that's the feeling I have. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Do you feel complete with your hot seat, Lydia?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you volunteered, and it sounds like the surgery went well, and I hope you have a rapid recovery.
Perfect timing. I just got home and I saw the email and I thought, oh, this is it.
All
I literally had minutes to sign on. So,
right. Well, that's good
perfect.
synchronicity. Well done.
Yep. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Okay. So Lydia is complete. If there's anyone else on the call who, Tish, are you brand new also to the hot seat? All right. Welcome. And let me make a quick note here. So Tish, talk a little more so I can see you on camera there, if you don't mind. There you are. I see you. Cool backdrop. Wow, that's some amazing draperies you got there. Okay. All right. So what change would you like to have happen, if possible, at the end of your healing round?
To be able to set boundaries for myself,
Set.
stop people pleasing.
Stop people pleasing. Okay. All right. Let me feel into that. So what the allies are telling me is, are you familiar with the whole parts work idea that you have a part that, is a people pleaser? Not all of you does that, but there's a part that is strongly motivated and it kind of takes over.
Yes, past trauma.
Okay, cool. And let me just jump in. I see Stefan. Yeah, Stefan, you're welcome, even if your camera's not going to work. So yeah, Stefan, you can be next if you want to unmute after Tish if you're new here. Okay. So sorry, I just needed to take care of that so Stefan wouldn't be worrying. All right. So for anyone who's not familiar with this idea, this is basic to internal family systems therapy. And as many know, there is an actual course right here in Awakening Plus where my voice guides you through the whole internal family systems therapy process where you get to a wounded part, you unburden it, you reclaim it. It's basically the same as shamanic soul retrieval. So, yeah. So again, all we have to ask for is the release of that behavior, and the allies will automatically work with that part and see if they can help it. Yeah, this is not definitely the format that we would want to do an IFS run. Although we do have an event this month where we will have an IFS hot seat, and two or three members will be able to get in there and actually will be able to work with their wounded parts with the support of other people. So,
If this isn't the proper venue, it's fine to move along to someone else.
No, it's fine. I just was, since this is the theme, I just wanted to mention to everyone that we will actually be doing real IFS work on folks in another event this month. So that's like a preview of coming attractions. Okay. So forgive my tangent. So Tish, let's get to work on you. So one thing I want to do is so when you want to set a boundary and can't, I assume there's a challenging emotion that comes up.
Yes.
Okay. If you were to imagine such a situation and imagine your failure to set a boundary, would imagining that cause you to feel some distress?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to do here is do that first and then see how intense your emotional response is. Then we'll do the work and check again. And that way we can actually hopefully tell if there's a something that's been happening and that we'll see if a difference has been made. Does that make sense? My desire to check that. All right. So you don't have to tell us about it, but just imagine a situation in which someone was imposing, you failed to set a boundary, and you felt a certain bad way. Are you imagining what happened?
Yes.
So 0 to 10, how painful is that emotional feeling of having failed to set that boundary?
About eight.
Okay. All right. So let that go. So now that was just so we can check later on effectiveness. Okay. All right. So now, Tish, repeat after me, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that
Serves highest good, please.
serves highest good, please.
Release all energies
Release all energies
that cause me to not set boundaries
that cause me to not set boundaries
in an appropriate way.
in an appropriate way.
Let this be so
Let this be so
to the greatest extent
to the greatest extent
that serves highest good.
that serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Trish, you relax and just let the energy move. I'm sorry, Tish, my apologies. Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Tisha's highest good. May all energy be cleared that prevents her from setting appropriate boundaries to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Everybody relax. Ooh. Are you feeling that incoming energy, Tish?
Yes.
All right, you just relax and receive it. Again, it may be intense, it won't be too much. Now, once again, I request that everybody stay passive, feel the energy coming through you, flowing over to Tish. And again, this works whether you're live or on the recording, doesn't matter. We've got a good, strong flow to you. Yeah, I can feel they're working on that wounded part, actually. I can kind of see it. It's kind of funny. The allies are kind of doing IFS in the background. I don't know if you're going to be conscious of it, but I can see them working with that wounded part a little bit. That's really cool. You feel some of that challenging energy flushing up there, Tish?
Yes.
Yes, just your job is to feel it completely with no filter. The way this kind of shamanic healing works is you have to feel it to heal it. So have a complete 100% experience of whatever challenge is coming up, whether it's physical or emotional or whatever. And if you really are able to feel it completely one last time, then that may be the last time you ever have to feel it again, because that's what's needed to clear it. You don't have to understand it. If an emotion is coming up, you have no idea where it came from. You don't have to know. They'll give you any information you need spontaneously. If not, ignorance is bliss. Is there energy flushing out your hands now, Tish?
Yeah, they're really hot.
Good. That's great. You've got a good flush going. Just let it run through. Yeah, they're doing some strong work now. Just relax and let them take care of business for you. Is it getting pretty intense?
Really hot.
Yeah. Okay, so just relax into it the best you can. What you're experiencing is holy fire, and it's burning out the things that are not serving you, especially regarding boundary setting. So just healing's not always comfortable, but they're working you as quickly as they can, and that means higher intensity. They're not gonna go over the top. They're not gonna overwhelm you, but they're gonna get as close as they can to give you the maximum bang for your buck here. So just relax and just feel the heat, feel the intensity. With you and anyone in the hot seat, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to make sound, if you need to cry, if you need to get up and stomp or flail your arms, whatever the body wants to do to release, that is okay. Yeah, can you feel how they're vibrating your body really intensely, energetically now?
Yes.
Yeah, just let them do it. As always, the only beings we work with here are beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. They will only do that which serves you. If it feels uncomfortable or heavy, that's only because they're cleaning up some dark stuff that was already inside you, and they are clearing that from you. Good. Feel that second round of flushing happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, to let it flush away. Mother Earth will happily take that. And now I'm perceiving healing for others on the call as well, live and on the recording. So you are not Tish and you're feeling some nice healing happening. Just relax into that. As before, you can totally be a conduit for Tish and receive your own healing all at the same time, as long as you stay passive. And let the allies take care of it all for you. So, do you now feel more like solid matter, or do you feel more like energy?
Solid matter.
Okay, that's fine. I'm getting more of a energy vibe myself. So, do you feel is part of you feeling like energy, or do you feel just solid?
Solid and
Okay,
cooling down.
okay, all right. So, I guess I'm feeling that for you. I frequently find myself in that position where I'm. I believe that I'm feeling a client's experience a little more in detail than they are. And I'm sensing others on the call are feeling that as well. So keep working it and you'll develop that inner sensitivity progressively as well. Took me years to really turn on to that. Ooh. Did it just feel a little bit nicer there?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you can feel that. That is a sweet little ecstasy there. And that, I believe, is available to everyone on the call. So just relax into that sweet feeling. It sometimes happens that people have a quite different experience than what I'm describing, and that's okay. Sometimes the allies give people customized experiences, and that's fine. Does that feel like they're kind of done there?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Is it okay if we check the work?
Yes.
All right. Would you please bring up that memory again of when you failed to set a boundary? And just bring back the fact of what happened. Just remember the incident. Let me know when you've got it vivid in your mind, like the first time.
Okay.
And how strong is the challenging emotion now in response to what you're imagining?
Like a four.
And what was it the first time?
Eight.
All right, so half as strong. We'll take it. All right.
Yes.
All right, that's progress. So my hope is that as you hit future incidents where setting a boundary is appropriate, that should be easier to do now. If you have you ever worked with the IFS course inside of Awakening Plus?
No, I just joined and I haven't had a chance to like really dive in yet, but I
That's
will.
fine. But did you see it there in the main page? Little, there's kind of a woman with four different personalities, an image. And, well, it's there on the main page when you log into the membership page, and it's where my voice guides you step by step through a beautiful process of getting to a wounded part, unburdening it from its trauma, bringing it back inside you as part of your inner family, and it's amazing how much healing you can have just doing a single round of that, and usually.
Look forward to it.
And it usually takes, 30, 60 minutes tops. And I've had some people have like a complete and final healing just doing a single round on an old trauma. So I invite you to try that. Since this part is still a little bit triggering, call up the part that is not comfortable setting boundaries and work with that. Might be a nice way to start. And just see what happens. I'd love to get you might pop me an email when you're done and let me know what happened.
I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tish. Thanks for stepping into the hot seat. I really appreciate it. All righty. Looks like Stefan. All right. So again, I can't play favorites here, but now we're open to anyone else who has never been in the hot seat. And oh, there he is. Okay. Hey, Stefan.
Hi.
All righty.
Love to meet you.
Yeah, you look like an apartment building.
Yeah.
I'm being silly. I'm sorry. That's the image up there. First time in the hot seat, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So thank
Thanks.
you. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. So same question I ask anyone in the hot seat. If you had your druthers, what would you like to be different by the time your round is over?
So I would like to be free of a problem. I think I have been told that there is an entity that I inherited in my body from when I was born, and that was the main cause of my problems of blockages, anxiety I had for all my life,
Okay.
and also like I feel a visceral pain in this gut in this stomach area.
Stomach
I
pain.
feel a lot of pain, anxiety, depression, and I feel that is the source of mental and physical torment like that I'm experiencing for many years now.
Wow. And how old are you now?
I'm almost 27.
Okay, about okay. So 27 years of difficulty. All right. Okay, so it could be that it's an entity, but for our purposes, it doesn't matter. The way we work here in the hot seat is we don't try to figure out the whys and wherefores. All we know is we ask for the state change. So, given what you've described, it sounds to me like what you're looking for is peacefulness on all levels. Would that be a fair summation of what
Yes,
your result would be?
exactly.
Okay, all right. So, why don't we just ask
Liberated.
for that? Why don't we just ask for that and see, and the allies can get to that however they want. And if that involves an entity removal, then I'm sure they're happy to do that. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So right now, on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 would be you're in complete agony and 0 is you're feeling 100% great. What number would you assign to the discomfort level you're in right now?
I would say a 10.
Really? So that means it's literally as bad as it could be.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm on like a heroin addict on a withdrawal, like always pain, always anxiety,
Okay.
always suicidal thoughts and things like that
Right.
every day, pretty
Right.
much
So
throughout.
literally the way you're feeling now is as bad as it has ever been. Is that what you're saying?
Not currently, just on overall basis, I meant, but from this call, I always feel better when I'm with.
Okay. All right. But here's what I'm actually asking you. So at this very moment, 0 to 10, how bad does it feel?
I would say a seven.
Okay, good. That's the number we're looking for. Okay. So I want you to take a moment and just feel that seven. Just really to the best, just feel physically, emotionally, everything. Just really get a good awareness of how you feel now. And let me know when you really have that awareness, okay?
Yes, I have it.
And is it still a 7 out of 10, do you think?
I think it's a bit lower now, like six or five, maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay, so sometimes just awareness helps. Okay, so we'll take it there. All right, now let's get to work before it drops to zero and we have nothing to do. Okay. Okay, Stefan, go ahead and repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies,
Maximum peacefulness
maximum peacefulness
on every level
on every level
that serves highest good, please.
that serves the highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you relax to be passive. Everyone else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Stefan's highest good. Starting now, thank you. May he have the maximum peacefulness on all levels that serves highest good. Thank you. All right, that just set it in motion. Everyone relax. As I've been saying for everyone, be passive. Just let the energy move through you. We humans are just the conduits, unless we're Stefan, in which case we're the recipient. There you go. Are you feeling that energy coming in, Stefan?
Yes, I am from the root chakra
There
upwards.
you go. You just relax and let it in. So your key here is absolute passivity, Stefan. Just don't try to help. Just feel what's happening. Yeah, you feel that stuff flushing out of your body now.
Yes.
Yeah, just let it go. That's all that stuff you don't want. Everyone else, just relax, and the allies will use you as conduit, as passive pipeline. Please, no one do anything other than be passive and let the allies do it through us. Oh, wow. What a great field. Yeah, all of us are in a beautiful field. I feel it. Whether we're live or on the recording, doesn't matter. It's just this gorgeous field is helping not just Stefan, but everybody. So once again, the bounce back healing is in play. Everyone's getting what they need. Stefan, is some of that peacefulness coming in already?
Yes, I feel
All
it
right.
is helping.
Sweet. All right, you just relax and please don't have preference. If it gets intense again, that's purposeful. So my invitation to you and everyone really, in case they're being used as surrogates for his healing, just be as open to challenging experience as to blissful experience. Could be one, could be the other. Sometimes it's both at the same time, strangely. Just be with what is. The allies are masterful and they're going to give each person the experience that serves highest good for Stefan and for everybody else. Interesting. Stefan, do you mind if I ask what country you're from?
Serbia.
Yeah, they're showing me you're carrying some of that Serbia karma. So you're healing a little bit for your country too. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so your healing to a degree is going to help your country's healing. Whoa. And they're showing me that you as a soul agreed to do this.
Yes.
Did you already know that consciously? You
I
You're okay to act as a healing surrogate for your country?
Yes, I am okay.
All right, beautiful. All right, so this isn't just for you.
Yes.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Oh, wow, what a beautiful field. What they're showing me, Stefan, is a big part of why you incarnated was to be a healer for the collective. So a lot of this pain wasn't even yours individually to start with. You agreed to take it on and transmute it. That's huge service, man. Thank you.
It's really good to hear that.
Yeah. And they're saying you're up for it, and they promised not to give you more than you can do. What they're showing me also is the pain you've been carrying for so long. The agreement was that you would carry the pain until you figured out how to work with it. And the ongoing discomfort was the catalyst to figure out a way to be a good agent of transmutation. Ayahuasca taught me years ago how to be a transmutation engine. And they're saying you don't have to learn because we'll do it for you. So remember, whenever you feel heavy stuff, all you have to do is say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Just feel it completely, and it'll pass through. And there are definitely way big consciousness rewards for those who transmute on behalf of others like you're doing here.
When I do it alone, it feels really hard to connect and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is so much resistance, but now I really feel it. Really feel like it.
So they're kind of showing you how it works. And there's no reason you can't do this solo. I mean, obviously it's easier when you're being supported by a group like this, but the same divine allies are happy to be with you. Call them, call your higher self, any other allies you work with, call them and just, hey, say, hey, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Those are the words that'll get it rolling. If you have other words that work too, that's fine, but just invoke the healing. The whole idea is Stefan isn't doing it. The allies are doing it through Stefan. And just let it pass through. And others on the call are being transmutation agents too. Some of you folks are used to it. Thank you for your service. Yeah, wow. That is some intense, heavy energy. Thank you again for the courage to step up and deal with a field like this.
Thank you for all the help.
Oh, yeah, man.
And everyone else on this call.
Mm-hmm. They're always saying, we don't care what side of a conflict you're on. They need people on every side, every nationality, every sect, every religion, if there's a side, they are hoping for people on every single side of every challenge there is to step up and be transmutation agents. That work is so desperately needed right now.
I kind of intuitively felt like that could be my purpose, but I was always so much anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts for so many years.
Yeah. All right, that's not you. Those are wounded parts. Oh, they're saying that's not just that. It's you are feeling all this stuff from others. Part of your job is to transmute all of that on behalf of other people so they don't have to carry the burden. Whew. Wow. That's huge service, man. Thank you. I've had experiences where I felt a really challenging energy come in, and it was so obviously not mine. It was like nothing I had ever felt in my life. It was so uncharacteristic of my personality. but the allies were taking it over from me to process it for someone else. Or I've even done processing for other collectives, other groups. And so they're always happy to find someone who's willing and able to do that kind of healing work. I feel like they're nearing the end of your process, Stefan. Give them just a moment. You can feel that. Do you feel that new field they're putting into you, that new energy?
Yes, I'm feeling.
Yeah, so this is a significant upgrade. It's going to make it easier for you to do this healing work moving forward. It's also going to make it easier to maintain embodied awakening. So are you currently using the invocations for awakening and healing?
Only the basic ones.
Okay, you mean the ones for healing and awakening?
Yes.
Those are the basic ones, and they are the foundational ones. So if you're just using those, you're doing great. But they, as always, they and I both say, use whatever works best for you. If that's the invocations, great. If not, then please do what works best for you, even if it's not one of mine. But you'll, as you may already know, staying in the awakened state the best you can is of crucial importance for your service. The more awake you are, the more greater your service capacity becomes. So please prioritize your own healing and awakening always, and that will increase your ability to help folks of Serbia and anyone else you're called to serve. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's do a check-in on your process. So you talked about a whole bunch of challenging energy, and when we last checked, it was around a 5 or a 6. Feel again now and tell me on a 0 to 10 scale, how intense is the challenging energy right now?
Maybe a 1 would be.
All right.
Yeah, it feels really good now. I haven't felt this peaceful in a long while.
All right. Well done. Good job. And thanks to everyone who supported your work.
Thank you. So
I would just encourage you, and this is to anyone on this call or listening. So if you start every day, if this works for you better than anything else you have, I'm not mandating, I'm just suggesting. If you say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please, first thing in the morning, as soon as you think about it, give it a few seconds to lock in. And then you simply repeat that later in the day. If it slips, just kind of repeat as needed. That will make a big difference. If that embodied awakening invocation is not enough to clear heavy energy, then pull out the healing invocation, and that's just maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Then just rest your awareness wherever it doesn't feel good. The allies get in there, stir it up, flush it out, and you can work, spot things as they come up, okay? And that really is all that's needed to make some really good progress. It can be just that simple. You don't have to understand anything about it. You just have to feel and work to get back to awakening and work to flush out whatever's there, even if you have no clue what it was. I've had some of my most profound healings went on for hours, like especially in like ayahuasca ceremonies, and all this stuff was flushing out really intensely and no clue what it was, none at all. But boy, by the time I never got out, I had, you know, that's usually when I have like the big next awakening that I've never been to before and get to a new level. So I've experienced so often that you do not have to have any idea what it is. You just have to let it go. If you need to know, they'll show you. Otherwise, ignorance is bliss. Does that make sense, Stefan?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay.
Before calling the maximum healing, do I call the allies individually or?
You don't have to. And the great thing about these invocations is they just saying the 7 or 8 words is all you need to create the safety field. They create the field automatically. Now, if you want to do extras and call allies and stuff, that's fine, but it's not required. So, the whole point about the invocations, and I really hammer this point in the book I wrote about them, you know, keep it simple. You know, those 7 or 8 words that the invocation needs is all you need. And that will get the job done. Now, if you want to augment and you want to do other stuff too, there's no problem with that. But just know that that's optional stuff and not actually required to get the awakening or healing done. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now here on Awakening Plus calls, you know, I'm responsible for everyone on these calls. And so my training as a shaman has taught me, you call in your allies, you create the safety field. I make sure everyone here is safe while we're doing the work. So because I'm responsible for a group of people here, I set up a container and I do the extra stuff. But if you're just on your own, I mean, when I'm on my own, I just say the invocation and call it good. So on your own, it's not so important. If you're holding space for a group, it's a different matter. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, Stefan, do you feel complete for now?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
All right.
And thank you to everyone else.
Yeah.
And divine allies.
Yeah. Thanks for stepping into the hot seat, brother. I'm really grateful you're here. Thanks for your beautiful service.
Thank you.
All right. Trisha typed, it is hard to be a child of the light on this planet, but we can link through love. We heal ourselves and others. Blessings to all. Amen, Trisha. You got that right. Okay. Is there anyone else who has never before been in the hot seat who would like to be in it? All right. Anyone who has not been on the last two calls for this, that means basically you, the last two calls were in October. So if you did it last month, not yet, anyone else can unmute and be in the hot seat now. Nobody. Okay. Brian, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. Hey. It has been quite a while, for at least 7 months or more than that, if anybody else hasn't.
Well, been in I guess you qualify.
Okay.
No, you're totally welcome. I'm being silly here. All right, Brian. So what would you like to be different by the time we're done, if possible?
I would like my right arm to be pain-free from a ruptured tendon.
Right arm. Do you just want the pain gone, or do you want the arm fully functional?
I would like the pain gone and my arm to have a better range of motion.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to quibble with you on, you just said better. But what if you said an optimal range of motion, which is even better than better?
That would be optimal. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, so the allies sometimes take us quite literally. So I'm all about asking for what you really want. Okay, so pain-free and optimal range of motion on the right arm. We got that?
Yes, perfect.
So before we start, if you can kind of move your right arm a little bit, and if you can give me a 0 to 10 on a 10. In this case, 10 would be like complete pain-free range of motion. So 10 in this case is good. And 0 would be I can't even lift the thing. I'm going to reverse myself because I don't want to go contrary to our typical. So 10 in this case would be, oh, it hurts so bad, I can hardly move it. And 0 would be, it's perfect. So 0 is good. 10 is bad. What are you going to give the arm right now?
For range of motion purposes, about a 4.
And how about pain?
Pain about the same, about 4.
Okay. All right. So, so you have a good sense of the arm right now, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what we can do. All right, Brian, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
The spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Regarding my right arm.
Regarding my right arm.
Let it be pain-free.
Let it be pain-free.
With optimal range of motion.
With optimal range of motion.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
All right, you chill out and the rest of us will do our thing. Everybody else, please repeat after me, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me, for Brian's highest good. May his right arm be free of pain with optimal range of motion. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now, everybody relax, be passive, and let's just let the allies do their thing. Ooh. You feeling that incoming energy, Brian?
Felt it right away, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
I did feel it right away, yes.
Good, good. All right, you just relax and receive. I know you know how to do that. Just chill out, let it come. Huh. And that is then your arm. That's full body, isn't it?
The energy is, you know, throughout my body.
Yeah. Okay. They're working what they have to get that arm in shape. And I guess that other parts of the body need attention too. So you just relax and let them shake you up really good. Feels to me like they're kind of shaking it up. And there's the flush. Just let that flush away. I have a sneaking suspicion there may be more than one shake up and drain out cycle. All right, now they're starting to shake you up again. Let's let that happen. Flush. There it goes. Okay, they just extended the field for everybody on this call, live or on the recording. So everyone, as before, be completely passive. And you will both be a conduit for Brian, and you will also get your own highest good healing. So everyone just relax and let it all move. Oh yeah, they're doing that sacred geometry thing where they're connecting us all together, everyone connecting to everyone else. And Brian is still getting all of the healing support he needs. And so is everybody else. So I'm now feeling more like energy than solid matter. Ryan, are you getting kind of floaty?
A little bit.
Good. Enjoy that.
I would say a lot of it, actually.
I thought so. Yeah, they have to get you altered to do the full healing. So just ease and relax into that altered state, please. That's actually a prerequisite for the deeper healing they need to do. Kind of need to get you out of your body a little bit so they can work on it more deeply.
Okay.
So just let them do what they need to do. There they go. Yeah, feel how strongly they're working the body, but you're not fully present in it right now.
Very much so.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's a little bit like anesthesia. They had to dissociate you from the body to some degree so they can do the deeper work. Otherwise, it would have been too intense.
Oh, yeah, I'm full.
Yeah, so it's not full-on spiritual anesthesia. That would put you unconscious, but it's partial anesthesia, you might say. I'm feeling some sorrow coming up. So if that's true for you too, Brian, just feel that along with everything else. And anyone else who's feeling any challenging emotion, just be present with that. Our job is to just be with what is without preference, everybody. And know that if it feels great, obviously that's enjoyable. But even if it feels challenging, it's even more important to be fully present with that. because it's our complete being with it, with no resistance, experiencing it fully, that allows it to finally clear once and for all, whether it's ours to start with, whether it's someone else's, the allies would love you to heal it for them. It doesn't matter. Just feel it completely, whatever it is, no matter where it came from. That feels. Go ahead. Brian, you're so far away from the mic that it's cutting out.
Let me bring it up a little bit. Can you hear me okay?
That is much better. Thank you.
I was just feeling some tingling happening in the back of my head.
Good. We'll take it. They're showing me a nerve connection from the spine to the arm, and that apparently is part of the problem. And it looks like they're working that a little bit right now. Yeah, I can feel them working that circuitry from the brain to the arm. There's been some damage to the nerve passages. They're trying to get that all healed up the best they can. Everybody else is receiving whatever healing is going to serve their highest good. Well, that's a strong field.
Yeah, months after I had the injury, when I was in the hot seat, it was a profound healing from everybody. Really appreciate that, but I tweaked my arm. And it just has been pretty irritating since. So.
Okay.
This is helping.
Good. Other thing, just give us a little more time for Brian. Yeah, they're still working it hot and heavy here. I'm feeling some challenging emotion again. Brian, just feel the emotion too if it comes up.
Oh yeah, I feel it in my heart.
What they're showing me, Brian, there's a part of you that wanted to get injured so you wouldn't dance as much. There's a part of you that doesn't feel worthy to be seen. And that part looks like it kind of sabotaged you a little bit.
Okay.
It has all kinds of what it thinks are good reasons that this is helping you. So if you want to get into the IFS course and do some work around any part that feels it's better to be injured than to be fully expressive in the world. It might be interesting to see what parts show up for that kind of healing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel
what?
Just coming out of that, I've always felt that I never wanted to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I'm sort of coming out of that now where I feel a little bit more comfortable sort of being seen in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would relate to your dancing, to the YouTube videos you'll be making, all that good stuff. But you've got a part that's really fighting that. It's scared that you'll be hurt by ridicule or rejection or any kind of feedback you get that isn't just complete praise. And it thinks it's protecting you by preventing you from fully expressing yourself. So it has good intentions, but it doesn't appear to actually serve your highest good. So yeah, I would definitely do some work with that part, see if you can unburden it. And because you've had more than one injury in the last year, haven't you? I've seen
arm.
Is it just? Yeah. So my sense is you've had, my sense is you were dancing freely for a while and then stuff started happening that was impeding your dancing, and that's been going on for months, right? So yeah, So again, once again, you're really cutting out badly on your audio.
Yeah, I would say that you are correct with that, Benjamin.
Yeah. So again, I believe the part is sabotaging you with all the best intentions. So yeah, I would do some parts work with that and see if you can unburden it and get it back on board, integrated. Okay.
I will definitely work on that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Everybody. Does that feel complete, Brian?
I'm sorry. Yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Brian, I'd love to, before you sign off there, would you do a little physical arm check and see both range of motion and pain level 0 to 10? Again, 10 being horrible pain, 0 being no pain. I'd be curious to see how the arm's doing now.
It is doing much better. I would say 1.5.
Wow. That's a good drop from 4.
It is, yeah. It does feel a lot better. Thank you, everybody.
All right. So the allies were able to help you. That's awesome. Okay. Thank you, Brian. Okay. That will be our last individual in the hot seat, but the allies are, as usual, eager to do that last cool thing that we do. They did it a little bit with Brian, but they want to make it this whole focus. So this, again, is where everyone's going to simultaneously receive highest good energy from everybody else, and they're going to be sending highest good energy to everyone else too. More accurately, the allies are going to send it through you. So you're just going to chill out, but this is really awesome. So everyone seems to enjoy this when we do it. So we'll take our last few minutes for this everybody in the hot seat round is what I like to think of it as. So everyone, I invite you to close your eyes. And let's just top off the embodied awakening just to make sure this goes really well. So everyone, one more time, say maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And give it a moment to top off the tank. Just be super passive and let yourself be just given as much embodied awakening. If you're already full, you won't feel much change. But if there's any room for more, it'll come in. And after they've topped off the tank, I like to say, thank you very much. All right, so we're topped off. So everyone now, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, Divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everybody else in this event, live or on the recording, as I simultaneously receive highest good energy from everyone else. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. All right, everybody go completely passive. It'll be really hard for an ego to manage all this, but the allies are totally down for it. You just relax and it'll all happen on its own. So with 23 on the live call right now and many more coming in via the recording. We always got more folks on the recording. There's a lot of good juice in the field right now. Just relax and let it run. And there might be bliss. There might be challenging stuff coming up to clear. There might be both. Just let it be what it is. Release preference. It's all good for you. I just went into a nice, strong bliss state. Lots of brain buzz in the mix. Right, that feels like a beautiful, strong stasis field. Just feel that. There's a lot of blending going on at a higher level. If you're aware of it, you'll know it already. If not, don't worry about it. If you're in that blended field, just relax and let the field run itself. Over the years, I've found that when I'm at higher levels, it's really good just to relax and let things happen spontaneously. The ego is just not built to control stuff at this level beyond itself. An infusion of new energy. I haven't felt anything quite like this before. You're saying it's new consciousness to help upgrade us and the planet. So we can be forerunners with this consciousness. They say they're giving it out to many others on the planet too, but they wanted us to be part of the cutting edge group. And there's no descriptive of this, but you'll feel it when it comes in. Yeah, they're shaking some stuff out that doesn't match the new energy that's coming in. Just let it stir up and shake out. I'm feeling a little more embodied. So they're now, my experience has been largely out of body till this moment, but now they're putting me back in. And as they always do, integrating the higher energy into the body as much as it can hold to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So this is a new baseline awakening for many of us. Enjoy that. And enjoy it till you go to the next level yet, whenever that happens. Okay, that feels pretty good. I think we're in the body, but it's so different that it almost feels like we're out of body. So just notice how the body feels. And just check to see if, wow, this feels like I'm out of body, but it's right here. It's just my physical body feels different now. All right, I'm going to close the container after I yawn one more time. Pachamama Mama Kiya. Wirakocha Inti Kuichi Thank you, allies. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you. Okay, and that's an hour and 29 minutes. So if you got to go, you can go. But we are going to hang out for a few minutes and take questions and comments and such. So anybody who has a question or comment, feel free to unmute yourself and talk if you're on the live recording or type in the chat. We're open. Tish says, I have never gone this long with no mind chatter. This is amazing. Well, Tish, that is the nature of embodied awakening. It doesn't do mind chatter. So congratulations on holding that so consistently. Well done. Nicole.
Hey, Benjamin. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good. What's up?
Thanks. So I had a question about sort of how to frame something.
How to frame what?
How to frame something for these healings.
Okay.
I basically I'm finding myself wanting to change someone else. I guess I'm wondering how to frame a request in under those circumstances.
Oh, that's easy. That's a hollow reed invocation. You ask for what you want for them and then say, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this is something better. And then you're fine.
But it's not so much that I want something good for someone else. It's more that I want them to stop being a certain way that I don't like.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. And that's what I desire myself. I can relate. Let me feel in that. Are they someone you can actually have that conversation with? Is would that
No.
so? No. Okay.
No. Yeah.
All right. Are you in a position where you have to keep interacting with this person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Of course, you can invoke whatever you want as long as you throw that karma-free safety clause on the end. But what typically happens in scenarios like this is the person usually doesn't change.
Right.
They're set up like they are. And the thing I try to understand when I'm in a situation like this is if I'm getting upset, it's because I got some wounded stuff in me that they're catalyzing.
Right.
So really, bottom line, they're doing me a favor by showing me where I need healing. And then it's on me to do my shadow work, whether it's invocation or IFS or whatever tool I'm using, to see if I can heal that part. So, you know, they can keep doing what they're doing, and all of a sudden it doesn't bother me at all.
Right. Well, there's a difficulty. On the one hand, it's difficult to suss out what parts are reacting. On the other hand, the way this person is behaving is also not healthy or entirely above board.
So are you being actually abused here?
No, but I feel like I'm being controlled, and I'm in a situation where I'm pretty much a captive audience. I'm pretty trapped.
Okay. Is this a work situation?
No, this is a home situation, roommate situation.
Okay. All right. So, of course, if it's best to exit the
I can't. Show.
Okay. If you can't, then you, I understand. Yeah. I remember some details of what you told
me.
So you just have to say, okay, I right now, for whatever reason, I'm with this person. They're doing what they're doing. And I guess all I can offer is my previous advice is just feel what's getting stirred up and work it the best you can. And what you said, oh, you don't know which parts, you don't have to know. Again, if you want to keep it really simple, just all you have to know is this, I feel bad. It's emotions that are getting stirred up. Just feel the emotion. And where is it? 0 to 10, how strong is it? Just do a healing invocation and give your eyes a chance to heal it for you.
Okay, if I were requesting help for this on one of these individual healing nights, how would I frame that?
Just to say, well, is there any consistency to the challenging emotion that's coming up?
Challenging emotion that's coming up is really, it's many different emotions and they're complex.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
I'm even having difficulty languaging them.
That's okay. You don't have to. You can just say, I ask for healing, highest good healing for all these the challenging situation. Emotions that are getting stirred up lately.
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
The allies know what's going on and they're
right.
They can help you. Yeah. So I welcome you into the hospital, you know.
Yeah. Next time or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my sense is, I know you're trying your best and you don't have to get so analytical with it. All you have to do is say, I feel it. Allies, please heal it. And it's kind of that simple. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So part of your learning is just to keep it simple and just
call
for the healing of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome, Nicole. Well done.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Lydia, hi.
Yeah. So I have a question. You mentioned before about when you're flushing something out that no longer serves you. So this pain that I'm having, if I'm letting that go, that's the part that doesn't serve me, so I can get past the pain?
Any pain that is flushing out is definitely heavy energy that you don't need.
Right.
It's the energy equivalent of piss or poop. It really is. So whatever is flushing out is gone for good. All right. And again, we never finish flushing.
Right. Okay?
As long as we're human, it's just like, you know, you can't be a human without pissing and pooping. That's part of life, right?
A work in progress.
So there's always going to be heavy energy to release. Okay. That's just part of the game of being a human. So just let it go. And that's just general maintenance. Are you speaking about something more specific and more serious? Or are we just talking about generally heavy energy?
Well, I mean, right now, physically, I'm still feeling a lot of pain. There's my, now I'm having sensations of nerve pain in my feet, and it's kind of traveling up my leg. My leg is spasming, my right leg. So I'm thinking maybe metaphorically, if this is an issue about me kind of running away from a problem, if I don't want to deal with it, I'm just kind of procrastinating or...
There, that could be possible. But again, you've had surgery and this is designed to reactivate your leg functionality, right?
But yeah, my body.
So what I'm wondering is, you know, I'm no expert on this, but I know sometimes when a body part is coming back online, mm-hmm. there will be pain as nerve endings connect, as the nerves kind of fire back up. And, okay. and often there's some of pain as things come back online and get active again. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, one possibility is the pain you're feeling might just be the physical reconnecting of the legs so they function again.
Right. Okay.
Is that possible?
It's as simple as that.
It could. Now, I don't know if that's it or not, but it's a possibility. Okay.
Yeah. Because I kind of feel like I've cleared out anything that could be, you know, mental or emotional. So now it's just like physical stuff.
It could be. But again, yeah. We were just talking with Nicole, you don't have to know. You don't have to know either. Yeah. Right. So if you want to use invocation on this, all you say is, I'm feeling some pain in my legs, mm-hmm. maximum healing that serves highest good place. And then just feel the pain in the legs and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lydia doesn't have to know what's going on for the divine to get in there and take care of it. The divine does know and it knows what to do, even if Lydia doesn't, right?
Right. Yeah, because earlier today I was having some pain in my nerve pain in my jaw and my mouth, and that's gone because I've been doing exactly what you're saying in the
invocation
all day. So now it's gone. And I suppose it's time for me to also pay some attention to my legs to do the same thing.
Yeah. What I do is if I'm feeling discomfort, I call a healing invocation and hold attention to it till it gets dealt with. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you really don't have to know anything to do that.
Right.
And the divine can still take care of it.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier on this call, I've had massive multi-hour healings, flushing amazing amounts of stuff and never had a clue what it was.
Right.
And I didn't have to know.
Right.
Like my last ayahuasca I used to do back-to-back ceremonies every month. And I spent an entire Friday night flushing heavy stuff for like 7 or 8 hours.
Wow.
No idea what it was. I was really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then the next night I spent half the night flushing more stuff. Mm-hmm. Then I had a big old awakening breakthrough. and what they taught me, what I've learned over and over again with that kind of work is, you know, we're ready to give you a new level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And the level of heaviness you've been holding has been fine for where you've been so far, but we got to make space for the new consciousness, and we can't give you the new awakening until we clean your ass up.
Right.
So that's been my experience for years with that ceremonial work, is you got to get cleaned up first. And then I remember it very vividly. Years ago, I was in an ayahuasca ceremony and I was being embodied by an ascended master.
Wow.
I mean, I could feel it came in halfway in, and all of a sudden that's as far as I could go. And then I spent the next 2 hours shaking like crazy, pooping fire. I went to the bathroom twice and it felt like fire was coming out my ass.
Wow.
And I hadn't eaten anything spicy, you know? Wow. So finally vomiting, pooping fire. And then finally after 2 hours, I was clean up. I finally, it came all the way in. It was, So yeah. And again, obviously, we're not doing ayahuasca here, but we're doing, you know, similar work, because we're getting cleaned up and heavy stuff is being flushed away so new consciousness can come in.
And I've had days like that, too, where it feels like it's never ending. This bowel movement is never going to end. I'm just going and going and going.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, you know. So you don't want that stuff hanging around in your colon forever.
Clearing out whatever that was. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, when you get on a serious awakening path, you know, that's at least in my experience, that's how it goes. You got to have stuff stirred up and shaken out, and then they got to kind of make space for the next level of consciousness that comes in.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe there's people who just get to have more and more bliss without it, but you know, that's not been my experience.
Right.
I'm glad for you if that's happening, but that seems to be the term.
I'm really glad I'm feeling something, because for years I wasn't feeling anything.
Ah.
And then the last couple of years, the sensations have been coming back.
Good.
So I could feel my entire body. And then, you know, when I start thinking about something that's, you know, kind of a negative emotion, my legs will kick and just remind me, you don't need that anymore, whatever that was.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's so worth it, you know, you know. Whatever your healing modality, as long as that heavy stuff can get stirred up and flushed out, that makes room for the next awakening, and they don't have to ever stop, as far as I know.
Right. Well, as long as you're human, it never will.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Lydia.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, like I tell everyone, you know, you can't even conceive how amazing this lifetime could get. We can't conceive beyond our current level, but you know, you wake up and then you got the next level. You wake up and we got the next level yet. And it just keeps expanding. It's beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lydia. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
All right. So there's been some typing. I would need to catch up with that real quick. Hang on. James says, thank you as always, Benjamin. Monica said, wonderful session. Thank you all. Such a privilege to play and grow with all of you. Brian typed, deeply appreciate everyone here with us this evening. The field was so sweet. My extended prayers to all. Carmen said, thank you, everyone. Good night. Stefan said, likewise. Thank you, everyone. Tish typed, thank you, everyone, for being so welcoming. Thank you, Benjamin, for your guidance. So we're caught up there. Anyone else want to say anything or type anything? Stefan.
Hey, Ben, could I ask one last question?
Sure.
I was wondering, how do I approach when like blockages are interconnected? For an example, like I have a financial blockage, and that translates into not being able to get the best foods or be able to be my best self to support myself, and that creates another problem in another area.
Sure.
And so on and so on. So it's like interconnected in a lot of areas. And like if I can't break through that, it's like a spider web that pulls you. If you break through one way, it like pulls you back in.
I understand that. Yeah, I totally get it. Downward spiral stuff. Okay. Yeah, just say maximum healing of any blocks to financial abundance, proper nutrition, just kind of daisy chain it all together and just list everything that you perceive to be interrelated and say maximum healing of all this to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and just relax, and then they can go to town on all of it.
Thank you.
Nicole said, Stefan, you just described my whole life. Thank you, Nicole. Some of us have pretty extreme challenge. I get it. All right. Anyone else with a question or comment? Nicole said, it's true. Roberta, hi.
Hello. I just want to say thank you again for a great evening from everybody.
Oh, thank you, Roberta. I always appreciate your end of call comments. Lydia says, I've been there too, Stefan. Yeah. Yeah. You are welcome here, complete with all your challenges. We're here to work on that stuff. Anybody else? Well, I'll just say that facilitating calls like this is one of my absolute favorite things to do. I do so many Zoom calls with Awakening Plus on one level to add value to all the members, but I also do it very selfishly because I love these calls. I have a great time. So everybody wins here. All right. Oh, and just to clarify, I haven't put out the email yet, but those of you who are on my email on my website list. I've put a thing up there that there will be a price increase on November 11 for Awakening Plus and everything else. But guess what? Since you're members, you're locked in at your old price. So don't worry when you get the email tomorrow that, you know, there's a price increase going on or the next day. As you may have noted when you joined, when you join Awakening Plus, there is a rate lock guarantee. And that means as long as you keep that membership going, you get to stay at the level you're at. I have some people who joined years and years and years ago before it was even Awakening Plus at $11. They're still getting this thing for like $11 a month. And that was the full rate back then. So yeah, as long as you hang around, you get the original price. So just wanted to give you all a heads up on that. Stefan says, absolutely wonderful time. Haven't felt this good in a while. Well, I am delighted to feel that, Stefan. Thank you. We aim to please. Anybody else before we wrap it up? All right. The energy is fabulous. You're great. Thank you, one and all, whether you're live or on the recording. I am deeply grateful for your presence. Thanks for being in the membership. And tomorrow night, we're doing on November 2nd, 2023, we're doing astrology mini reading. Show up there and hopefully I'll be able to give you a quick read on your chart and look forward to that. We do that every month too. All right. I think that is it. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks again for being here. Bye. Oh, Stefan just typed, and I have to say, I've been listening to your shamanic singing on repeat daily. It's refreshing to my spirit. Oh, I'm so glad, Stefan. All right. Now, goodbye for real. Bye-bye.